going to start by reading the prayer list. So, all those killed by natural and man-made disasters, or killed by at their own hands, David Bowie, Mrs. Chen, Andy Dunhill, Mary Hamilton, Michael Miladonis, LP Oliver, Silvano Salavino, Anita Gorecki, Sosinki, Budgie Rowe the Bird, Jimmy the Cat, Little Buddy the Dog, Rosanna Barona, job search, Rosanna Barona, Brian and Brandy, Travis Boone, Mike Brown, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Pooja Shaw, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being. Kabjais Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltin, Venerable Chiki Lamo, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, Alejandra Maitre and Joshua, Joanna Balcom, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcissus Barona, Narcissus Barona Sr., Susie Baum, Bethany Boulis, Dale Boulis, Steve Bull and family, Yuki Burrows, Ken Costello, family of Mrs. Chen, Ian Dale, Ted Dome, Tashi Droma, Severin Elion, Bernie Glassman Roshi, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Ha Thompson, Mimi Hall, family of Mary Hamilton, Christina Harrison, Geraldine Harvey, Frank Holt, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Lloyd Johnson, Ellen Sue Johnston, Barry Judge, Helen Kozanoff, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mary Lojek, Pat Long, Ian Lovelace, Thomas Lynch, R.M., Carolyn and Granger Marley, Wilbert Martin, Martin Massenberg, Elvia Mejia, Brian Miller and Lindsay Piatti, Bruce Miller, David Moeller, Audrey Murphy, Evan Myrtle and family of L.P. Oliver, Marie Oliver, J. Pandya, Jamin Pandya, the Reddy family, Renee Reyna, Reynolds McClure family, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Pooja Shaw, Patty Sheriff, Ronnie Schumann and family, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Brandon Solomon, Nancy Sorbet, family of Anita Gorecki, Sosinski, Cameron Stevens, Lopsang Topton, Laura Townsend, Severin Elion and their families, Francis Ullman, Dion Washington, Amy Weiss, Elizabeth White, Shai Wolwicki, Marguerite Young, Brittany the Maltese, George A. and Cadro the Pigs, Jimmy the Cat, Ollie the Dogs, Kibo the Dog, Spike the Cat.
She promises to sing loud, Geshla.
If you turn to page 35, seven-limb prayer. Seven-limb prayer on page 35. So if you turn to page 97. At the bottom of page 97.
Good evening. So you are here last. So we are in the middle of the class. So we are studying one book. It's called like just brief explanation, okay, just brief explanation. This book is called Guru Yoga Practice. So, generally speaking, like any education field, so the teacher is important, you know, in order to learn. So, somebody has to teach. That's in generally speaking, you know, in education fields, there's no, in order to learn something, there we need teachers. So, so then the spiritual field, you know, especially in the Buddhism, so, see, like, there you learn, you know, all the knowledge from your teacher, him or her. So then, you know, this is like, this book is like explaining as how to develop your relationship with the person. So after you accept him or her as your teacher, then how to develop your relationship with that person. Also, in the text, it suggests, even though it takes like 12 years to investigate that person before you accept him or her as your teacher, even though it takes 12 years, that's very okay. So then, you know, in Buddhism, so I'm not sure about, like, in generally speaking, that, you know, to qualify to teach something, especially in the West, you have to have degree, right? So maybe some kind of degrees to teach. In Buddhism, there is also qualifications, so how someone qualify to teach. So there's, you know, there's like 10 different types of qualifications been listed. So also from the student side, there's something they also need to possess in order to become the proper vessels for, you know, teaching. So, okay. One of the main quality from the listener side that I see is important is like unbiased attitude. Means open mind. So then qualification, you know, from the teacher side, one of the most important out of 10, one of the most important is like ethics, you know, morality, ethics. So below ethics, you know, not above ethics. So that's one of the most important one out of 10 qualifications. So then we study them. We study the qualification of someone, how him or her qualified to lead, you know, lead somebody to the spiritual field. So you study or you learn all these qualifications. Based on that, then you investigate that person before you accept him or her as your teacher. So you accept, you know, based on that qualification, even though it takes 20 years, that's fine. No need to rush. So once we accept him or her as our teachers, so then, you know, it's not just knowledge. You know, knowledge also they pass down their experience. So experience they gain through meditations, mainly through meditation. So first they listen from someone. So, you know, so then they study. So then they think, not just think. Then they think deep. You know. Then there's 3 different types of wisdom. Wisdom by listening, studying, then wisdom by thinking, then wisdom by deep thinking. So then a person will gain not just intellectual understanding, but they gain experiential understanding. That means then each time when they think about the topic, it means something rather than just mere word. So that's the brief explanation about the textbook, okay? You know, in Buddhism, the merit is very important. Merit is, you know, positive actions by verbal positive actions, physical positive actions, mental positive actions. And Buddhism is very, very important. What you call it is called merit. That's the cause of happiness. You know, happiness has to cause, you know. It's not just simple wish, you know. Everybody wish to be happy, but, you know, there are still a lot of people who are not happy. So happiness has to cause, mainly thinking something positive, you know, all the time, thinking something good. When it's come down to yourself, when it's come down to other people, other culture, other tradition, other belief, think something good, sometimes something positive. That's how, you know, that's how you make this life meaningful, to think something good, think something positive. So then eventually that we become very good at, you know, thinking something positive. Then eventually, like, even though when we come to encounter something difficult, we still manage to think something positive. So that's the purpose of life, you know, then that's the mental happiness. So everybody, you know, everybody has problems, everybody, you know. Not just us, everybody has problems. So whether they are believing something, not believing something, whether they're Buddhist, not Buddhist, no, religious, not religious, everybody has complications, everybody's problem. So, therefore, thinking something positive will definitely help. When we start to think good, then we feel good. When we feel good, then we will do good things. No? That's all meditation is about. Meditation is about to think something positive. So therefore, then people rely on prayers. You know, all the word in the prayer is something positive. That's people rely on prayers, and they try to, you know, set up the holy object in their home. And when they look at the holy object, so they're inspiring them to think something positive. No? Otherwise, you know, it's just this is nothing. You know, otherwise nothing. You know. So then, if we manage to think something positive, we don't need any of those things. Any of those things. And these are just there to help us, to remind us to think something positive. So therefore, the very beginning of the class, we say refuge, bodhicitta, prayer. So mainly try to set up the intentions, set up the motivation, no? Positive motivations. May all sentient beings, may all living beings, not just, you know, me, no, my family, no, my country, no. May all living beings, no, I wish them, all of them be happy, you know. So therefore, I'm going to listen to the teachings to benefit all of them, not benefit all of them much as I can. Therefore, they say, I'm going to take refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha in order to benefit. That's all. In order just to benefit. Just to benefit. So, that's why, you know, the idea behind, and I'm just reminding this you, all of you, you know, idea behind saying refuge Buddhicitta prayer is not just traditions, you know. If you just mumble the word, then it just mean nothing much, it doesn't mean much, you know. You just mumble the word. So when you think, say the gentle words from your mouth, then reflect on the gentle meaning of that gentle word, then it becomes meditation, you know, it means something, huh? So textbook is based on Mahayana traditions. Mahayana traditions firmly believe, you know, like as the cherishing other is the draw to happiness. Cherishing other. This all comes down to attitude. You know, attitude. So the good thing is that we are all capable to think something positive every day. We can think positive, you know, we can think, we don't need to just think negative. We are fully capable to think something positive. We can think positive. There's all kinds of ways to think positive, you know, think something positive. All kinds of ways to think something positive. We can think positive. We don't have to think just negative, you know. We can think positive. That's how the mind improves. You know, so then eventually, Pabaram means just pure. That's all. Just pure, wherever you look. Just pure, wonderful, just pure. Pabaram jam. Just pure. Therefore, in Vajrayana traditions, you try to visualize. Environment is not just ordinary. You try to visualize. There's something very beautiful, you know. Something very beautiful, something very unique, something beautiful, like mandala. And all the beings, you know, they are like, you know, something very special. It's not just ordinary being. They are just, you know, dark eye and darkness. This whole idea, you know, whole idea is just to see pure. That's what tabaranjam, just to see pure. So that's just a brief explanation. Okay, so, because you come here, so I just want to, that's the brief explanation. So then, you know, you are welcome to meditate, or then we are in the middle of the class. There's another reason to teach this test book is we do practice. We do practice this particular books every try to do twice a month group puja here. So the number of people comes. So I thought, so they also requested me to teach. So then I thought, it's good to explain the text. Then when they do the practice, they have something to think about rather than just mumbling the word. Huh? Oh, yeah. So now, last Wednesday we finished recalling once we accept him or her as our teachers, so then after that it's very important to practice to develop faith towards that person. And how to do so then recalling the qualities based on the Vinaya that we already talked, so then Vinaya, that's mainly talking about three trainings: training of ethics, training of concentration, training of wisdoms. Among those, the training of ethics, that's more like ground, Without ground, nothing will grow. So that's ethics is without ethics, there will be no concentrations, without there will be no wisdom, So ethics is the ground, ground, everything grows. So Vinayaka Sutra, which talks about monastic life, what kind of mindset the monastic should have, monastic should have when they wake up early morning, when they eat, when they walk, or when they wear, always. To think something, something positive. That's why, as I said, think something positive. Oh. being mindful while you're eating, walking, waking up, going to bed, all the being mindful. So now, did I finish the Vajrayana qualities? I think so, yeah. So then last one was Tabajang means practicing faith. When we say faith, there are three different types of faith, the last one is the best, conviction faith, that you are convinced based on the qualifications that person possess, or the benefit that you receive from him or her teachings. So not just it's like blind faith is not good. Down the road is not good. Faith based on reason, that's much better. So So there's one particular text that written by Lama Tsongkhapa, it talks of emptiness. So in that text, Lama Tsongkhapa said, way to devote oneself to Buddha Dharma is to understand the qualifications of the persons who taught the Buddha Dharma. So studying the teachings that are taught by Buddha, analyze, investigate. So then from there, particularly Lama Tsongkhapa himself, when he think about emptiness, teaching of emptiness, he was very much, deeply moved by Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings. Therefore, he has very devoted himself to Chajamani Buddha based on his teaching. Particularly, even though Buddha taught 84,000 scriptures, the main subject of those 84,000 scriptures is compassion and wisdom. You know, there's called two wings. Wisdom, you know, is like ultimate truth, you know, true truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth. Of course, four noble truth. So then there's true truth, the ultimate truth. That's called emptiness, huh? Tomanyi. So, no, Lama Tsongkhapa was so amazed by the teachings about emptiness that taught by Buddha. So that's how he praised Shakyamuni Buddha based on the teaching on emptiness. So, that's how he has developed conditioned faith to Shakyamuni Buddha because of his teachings on emptiness. So, ultimate truth is the true nature of, you know, true nature of all the things, and all the things mainly self, how you define self. You know, when you say I, what is I? How you define self? There's a lot of, you know, argument, there's a lot of books been written, a lot of like studies been done, you know. There's like lot of studies been done based on that, how to define self, how to define self. That's how the meditation on emptiness has been done, based on self, no self. How to define self. Is this my aggregated self? Is it my body? Or is it something else? So, because what happened, you know, according to Chandrakirti, one of the Indian masters who wrote books of emptiness called Madhyaminga Avatara. There's like 10 chapters. It's all about emptiness. The beginning of that book is called Thangmung Ngashe Dala Shinji. And right from the beginning, we become attached to I. Right from the beginning, everybody, right from the beginning, become attached to I. Right from the beginning, there we have become Thangmung Ngashe Dala Shinji. That's how we say I, no? Then my, Dagi Dishe. Then after that, then my. No, so then, you know, then all the complications has been created like that. Huh? So not knowing, like, self that we become attached, but not knowing what that self, how that self is exist, not knowing that, and then that causes all the complications, caused by that. So, out of the trailing that demonstrate the cycle of life, you know. Birth, then get old, then die, then again birth, then go out, then this called 12 links. First one is ignorance. Ignorance means not knowing. Not knowing what knowing is not just not knowing like how to use this clock. That's not that kind of ignorance. That ignorance is much more profound. Not knowing how self exists. This is very important. Otherwise, no, that's right from the beginning, everybody says, I become attached to I. If you have no clear picture of I, so then that I has been exaggerated. Then so much has been built on that, and it leads to a lot of complications. So therefore, benefit of, you know, meditating on emptiness, it will cut the root of all the complications, you know. It will cease the cycle. Wisdom, once you understand, once you realize the true nature of self, how self exists, then that realization will cease this link on cycles. Then there will be no more birth, or no more death, you know. Then you are basically free from this cycle. Oh? That means then you liberate yourself, you know, for good. So then there's like everlasting vacations. No more complications, So Sam, that's exactly how one should develop the faith towards someone based on teachings, particularly on teaching of emptiness. Huh? There's a tendency of tracing to interdependence, interdependence. That's the text that wrote composed by Lama Tsongkhapa after when he saw emptiness, and he wrote that text. In that text, it clearly Lama Tsongkhapa said, where to develop, conviction, faith towards someone based on their teachings or teaching. Just want to say that. So now the practicing faith towards that person, him or her, whom you accept as your teachers, based on recalling the quality, their qualities, okay? Their qualities, mainly mental qualities. Oh? So now the second one, now this finished the one section of that, So now the second is like practicing devotion or whatever you call it, devotion or faith towards that person based on recalling the kindness, you receive. Okay, so now there's a practice of the faith towards that person based on recalling the qualities is done, it's finished. Now the second part is practicing the... is this correct English? Practicing faith? Or developing faith?
Developing faith.
Yeah, developing faith. Developing faith to physicians. You develop faith based on their treatment, If their treatment is very well, if their treatment is very good, so then based on that, then patients do develop faith towards their physicians or their doctors. Similar here. So developing faith or like teba jangwa, teba means faith. Jang literally means practice. Oh? Practicing faith towards that person. So if there's not correct English, then probably developing faith. I'm not sure. I'm not in the position to correct English because my English is not correct. So incorrect English cannot correct English. Oh yeah. So now to move to the second session. Okay. Cottages, no? Tanyiwa cottages, you go so what this is. So what this is. So then, please can you read the stanza? So we complete practicing faith toward that based on recalling the qualities. Now this is based on kindness, okay?
Request recalling the Guru's kindness. The Guru is kinder than all the Buddhas. LC 46. To those untamed by countless past Buddhas, the unruly migrators of this degenerate age who are difficult to subdue, you accurately show the good way of those gone to bliss. Compassionate refuge savior, I make request to you.
That is Sanjay Tamichi Matu Maru to be in the law of the Deshi Lamza Sitam by Changa to Jetel saw this or the Sitinja.
Page 117.
Sanjay Tamichi Matu is Maru to K. Ningdu Dual of Deshi Lamza Sitam by Changa to Jetel saw this. This one stands Sanjay Tame, countless Buddhas, countless Buddha, Sajatame. Why is it like a... What history means true or what? Anyway, so there will be like 1,001 Buddha will descend to our world. Shakyamuni Buddha is fourth. So Maitreya Buddha will be fifth. See, even though, but this is not only like, so we live in the world, it's called Northern World. But we are not only human, there's three other human realms. We are, out of four different types of human realms, we are one of them. But we are not only human realms, there's no other human realms. So other human realms, their lifespan is fixed, One of them, I think, if I'm not mistaken, one of them live 1,000 years, one of them live 1,000 years, one of them live 250 years. Their lifespan is like fixed. Our human realm lifespan is not, no guarantee. No guarantee. Called desire. So see, even though there's before Shakyamuni Buddha, there's three more Buddha came here, not been liberated. Even the Shakyamuni Buddha's times, we are talking about 2,500 or 2,600, somewhere there. It has been passed. 2,500 years ago, Shakyamuni Buddha came to Northern world, but we are not liberated. Obviously not liberated. So that's just an example. Sanjay Tamich, Matulves. Because this mind is not been trained. My mind is not trained. Even though there's like three Buddha came to our world, my mind is still not trained. That's what it means. Sanjay Tamich, Matulves. Marung to get into the world. Can you repeat this word, please? Sanjay Tamajima Madhu Marung to get into the world. Can you repeat the second line?
The unruly migrators.
Unruly migrators. Because Eighty-four thousand scriptures the Buddha taught, according to 84,000 different types of negative mindset. Can you imagine? It's not just one. There's like 84,000 different types of negative mindset, that people generate. So now you like, next time when you heard like 84,000 scriptures Buddha taught, according to 84,000 different types of negative mindset that people generate, It doesn't mean like one person generates all of them, but generally speaking. See, like we have no idea how many different thoughts comes up every day. I never count. I thought about counting, but never count so far, It's been passed now. More than half century, never count. But it's amazing, like, all kind of thoughts comes, comes up every day. So there's unruly beings means not negative, unruly beings means the beings, their mind is not trained, easy to get upset, no patience, no loving kindness, no compassion, this is what it means, not train my Sanjay Tamajin Matu Maru to get Ningju Dwalas. Ningju, then it unruly being. I was one unruly migrators. Can you repeat that word?
Unruly migrators of this degenerate age.
This degenerate age called Ningju. This is degenerate age. There's five different types. The degeneration time. There's five of them. Unruly beings, one of them. Then time, degenerate according to beings, times, then afflicted mind, no disturbing thought, I don't remember the rest two, so I only remember three. So there's only anyway five of them. Five degeneration. Time is not one of them. Here says time.
Yep.
Yeah, there's only mention one. There's four of them. I only remember three of them. But if you need to do our last. That means people have less patience. Long time ago, people do have, you know, without patience, nothing can be accomplished, you know. In my hometown, if you have no patience, you are not going to get water. You have to walk miles and miles. You have to have patience, you know. To make a fire, you have to, you know, need dry wood, you know, you have to start from the scratch. You need patience, you know. Everything does require patience, you know. So now, you know, like people become like more and more impatient, so then it's like little difficult, you know. That's called degenerative time, that's what it means, so. Anyway, there's five of them. One of them is mentioned here at the time, oh. There's five of them, oh. You can probably look up, no, there's five of them. One is being, one is time, one is like afflicted mind. I don't remember the last two. Even in this degeneration times, you know, still receiving some guidance, some instructions, you know, based on the Buddhism, receiving some instruction, some guidance. There's kindness. There's a kindness from that person, him or her. You accept as a teacher, then that person is giving you instructions, guidance, which originated all the way to Shakyamuni Buddha. It's not just somebody just made it up last night. It's not like that, you know. It has lineage. It has history. So it's passed down generation to generation, many, many generations. Something like that, you know, that kind of instruction, that kind of guidance, that kind of teaching. Let me see the commentary here. So that's built by the same, there's not much extra in the commentary. So I'm reading this commentary that's composed by one of the Tibetan masters from central Tibet. A long time. He's now passed, you know, probably a couple hundred years ago. So I'm, you know, reading one of his commentary. He wrote many, many books. So I'm using one of his commentary on this particular textbook. Sometimes, you know, reading a root text, it's all stanza, so much been hidden within, if you talk too much, it becomes sentence. So these are all stanza. So, you know, sometimes when you read a root text, you will not understand, then you have to rely on the commentary. So there are many, many commentaries. You know, I choose this particular one. So this is like from the Lama who's the same as like Ngawang, who runs the Tibetan store, native place from Nyenam, from central Tibet. So there's not much. Now the second stanza. So nothing much. So as I already said, not much different.
The guru is even kinder than Shakyamuni Buddha, LC 47. When, because of the times, the son of the conqueror sets, you enact the deeds of a conqueror. For the many migrators who lack a savior refuge, compassionate refuge savior, I make request to you.
Do you mind? If I ask you to repeat, do you mind?
No.
Okay. Can you please repeat one more time then?
When, because of the times, the son of the conqueror sets, you enact the deeds of a conqueror for the many migrators who lack a savior refuge. Compassionate refuge savior, I make request to you.
This is the one I'm just wondering, the translations of the word. Where's the page number?
It's page 117. In the middle.
Because the time the son of the Congo said, according to the prophecy, Buddha Dhamma will remain after Shakyamuni Buddhas came to our northern world. After that, Buddha Dhamma will remain here 5,000 years. Out of 5,000, pretty much 2,500 years, pretty much gone, almost gone. Out of 12,000 years, they divided 500 times to 5,000. How many 500?
10,500,
right? 10,500. So the 5,000 years. Out of 5,000 years, now almost 2,500. Not exactly, but you know, almost gone. 2,000, maybe 300, or maybe 350, or something is gone. So now remain is like something like. So then those 500 divided based on three trainings and something. So now this is the era of concentration period. Now it's the concentration period. That means if people meditate, you can still achieve shamatha. No, generally speaking, many people could achieve shamatha. Because this is the way they divided 5,000 years, 500, 500. Now this is 500, almost now finishing, or maybe in the middle. This is the era of concentrations. That means if you meditate on karma abiding, you can achieve karma abiding meditation. That's kind of good news. Like that means many people, not just one. One person is still getting enlightened, no? Generally speaking, there's less people getting enlightened. No? Generally speaking, the more people could achieve shamatha, come about, you know, shamatha, highest level of concentration, 9 stages. You follow 9 stages. Now, when you go outside the temple, there's painting. Monks, elephant, monkey, the rabbit, kind of, you know, demonstrate the 9 stages of, you know, concentration meditation, highest level of concentration meditation, you know. Among those, first one is how to be within Nandajopa, how to be present, how to be within. Then, how long? Then, you know, the second, first stage is be within, be present. Second is how long? So then, you know, there's like, then goes on and on and on and on. That's what it means here. So that's what I'm looking for. When, because of the time, the son of the Congo set. That's what it means. No, the set, the time refers to 5,000 years. Out of that, 2,000, some almost now half, almost gone. When, because of times, the son of the conqueror said, then you enact the deed of conqueror for the many migrants who lack safe refuge, compassionate refuge, safe America. TV ni mati juno jude gunja ni vendoa mambola jere zaba ni watu jango tu jina sawa deso. Nothing more to say. It's clear. Nothing more to say. Oh, let me see. Because the church of the church, two of my new one, young elder, so because, you know, Shajamun, the Buddha did already pass away, but still, a lot of people been liberated, a lot of people been liberated, but a lot of people have not been liberated. Even Shajamun, the Buddha, so, Madhuva Nyangar, the teacher, the Javi, long the Vishinda Chimunamina, so, Pindu Thang, then after that, not just that, after that, if I'm not mistaken, after like, I think after 400 years after the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha passed away, after 400 years, then I think Nagarjuna came, who like refreshed the Buddha's teaching, particularly Mahayana teaching, you know, been very much degenerated. So now, like Vietnam, Korea, China, Mongolia, Tibet, Japan, all of those countries, you know, practice Maya now. So then Theravada, Cambodia, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Burma, Laos, all of that, you know, they practice Theravada Buddhism, so. I think after 400 years, after Buddha has passed away, Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, Parinirvana, that's the, you know, that's the polite way to say Parinirvana. Parinirvana basically means, you know, like deceit or pass away. 400 years, Nagarjuna came. Then after 900 years, Asanga came. After 900 years, Asanga. But then, a lot of people been liberated. But still, no, that a lot of people not been liberated. Oh, there's no. Buddha's teaching is like no sun. The teacher is like magnifying glass. So then, you know, then through the, then something can be burned, magnifying glass. Sun is like teachings like that. The teacher is like, it's like magnifying glass, you know, that, you know, then like burn all this, disturbing thought, negative thought, you know, not just, they're simply giving you teaching, but you know, you yourself thought about the teaching again, how to improve my mind, you know, how to improve my patience, how to improve my loving kindness, how to improve my compassion, so, how to think something good, you know, how to rejoice, you know, and how not to act every thought that arises. How not to act, why not to act, why is important not to act, why is important not to act, every thought that arises. So, even if every thought that arises is good, then of course, if you act on, somebody will get benefit. That's exactly how we should calculate, you know, when to act or no, when to not to act, you know, because every thought, there's so many thoughts arise, as I said, every day. Just like being mindful. It's not, the mind power test is very important to act, but it's not true. It's not important to act on every thought, no. So it's probably not good to act on every thought that arises. That's what it means, you know. No. Then it, After Shakyamuni Buddhas, you know, the Nagarjuna came, then Asanga came, then there's many Indian masters, then after the Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Atisha, all of this, you know, many great masters came, Milarepa, all of that still, you know, not been liberated and not have opportunity to, you know, meet them face to face, but has the opportunity to read their teachings, their books, you know, their teaching. Then there will be time, there will be no teaching at all, there will be no those books, all the books you can, somehow it will be disappear. Then there will be no books, you know, then there will be time. There will be still people. Not like there will be no people, but there will be still a lot of people, but they will have no opportunity to see even one single word. All the words have been gone, you know. That time. There's a problem after me. I'm talking about Buddhism. I'm talking about Buddhism. So this generation time, don't think that nobody get enlightened. Mila Rapa achieve enlightenment during the degeneration time. The degeneration times already begin, no, long time ago. It's not just beginning 2016. No, it already began, no. Milarepa. Achieve enlightenment even this life. So this sometimes I think is good to think about. Oh, you may think, oh, I'm probably a bad person, I did this, I did that, and I think terrible things, you know, I did that, I said that, oh, I'm, you know, my life is no value, no meaning, so I'm just, you know, all bad, all right. No, don't think like that. Milarepa, early life, how many people he killed? Milarepa killed a lot of people. But Milarepa did manage to achieve enlightenment in that very lifetime. I didn't kill anybody. No, I didn't kill anybody. Oh. Milarepa did kill a lot of people. Oh. See, you can't just, you know, As I said earlier, no, we don't have to just think negative, no. We can think positive. That's very true. We can think something good every day. We are fully capable to think something good, no. We can, or we all can think something positive. That's very good. So, no, Milarepa, no, the great meditator, he puts, you know, this traditional butter lamp, made out of all kinds of things, brass, then brass, bronze.
Bronze or brass,
or silver or gold, big one. If you lit one, it will probably goes on more than 48 hours. It will burn, because inside there's butter, liquid butter. Milarepa put one of them here, and he meditated, he will not move. See? Till it burned down, all the way down. That's not talking about 1 hour, 2 hours. That's talking about like 48 or maybe more hours, no? But early life, he killed many people. Oh, he killed many people. But mind can be changed. Mind can be changed, oh? Milarepa was probably depressed, you know, because thinking about all the people that he killed, oh? And he was probably very depressed, you know, then, and he did manage to, you know, come out of that, you know, not just come out and liberate himself for, you know, for good, and achieve enlightenment, you know. So it's good to remind ourselves, you know, sometimes, yeah, each one of us, we have something to feel bad about, you know. Oh, I'm probably not, you know. No matter how much I'm going to practice, I'm not going to get enlightened. So I know myself, I'm this and that and that. No, that's not true. Everybody has chance, equal chance to achieve, you know, enlightenment. And then there's one hermit, meditating on the mountains. Probably many years by meditating. Down there, there's one butcher, who kills sheep. One day he's looking for his knife, could not find. Turns out that one thief is hiding the knife. That breaks his heart, he said, no, like he was completely, that really breaks his heart, he said, no, he feels so bad, you know, so bad that one thief is hiding the knife. He thought they have no feeling. He decided, okay, that's it, no, I'm going to end my life, no, this is terrible. Just jump out of the rock. He didn't hit his body, didn't hit on the ground, because that mind is so pure. The mind that he has is so pure, genuine, sincere, so pure. Because of that, he didn't, his body didn't, how is it, hit on the ground. The monks, probably there's monks, not nuns, probably there's monks, got very jealous, you know. How come there's no somebody who's killing all the time? I'm here meditating all the time. He jump, you know, become omelette. Yeah, not the fry one. The pure, the mind is not good. Mind is negative. It's jealous, you know, jealousy. You know, all this work doesn't count. Doesn't count. You know, last minute, the present. That's what I'm saying. Right now, mindset. That is very. It's very important. It's very important. You can't just say, oh, yesterday I'm thinking something bad. So if I think something good, I'm not going to be better. No, that's not true. That's not true. Mm. See, that thought, no, see, Asanga went to retreat, 12-year retreat, wanting to see, wanting to have vision of Maitreya Buddha. So badly wanting to have the visions of Maitreya Buddha, went to retreat in the cave, 12 years. No? First 3 years, nothing happened, nothing happened. Even there's no one good dreams, nothing happened. So, came out, then I did, saw on his cave, the pigeons, there's one pigeon lives on his cave, top of his cave, flying out every morning, coming back. The side of the rock, the feather of the pigeons touch. Their rock has been smooth like this. And he thought, oh, even the pigeons, their soft feather touching every day, not just once a week, but every day, if that can like shave the rock, I'm human, I can do better. He went back 3 more years, 6 years, nothing happened. Then he came back. And there's no living version of the stories. Met one old lady holding a big piece of metal and with the fabrics. How is it? Polishing. And asked, what are you doing? She said, oh, thinking to make needle. I said, making needle? That's like big piece of metal. So that person not giving up. That metal is very shining to make a needle. Asanga said, wow, you know, that kind of like, no, enthusiasm, determination, to turn this big piece of metal into needle, and doing this long time, went back to the cave. Then nothing happened. Then say, okay, now I'm really going to give up. Then he came out, then saw one dog. Half of the body is like eaten by maggot. And slipped very aggressive, tried to bite, and really felt, you know, compassion, pure compassion towards the dog, you know. So like the rest of the body is like dragging and still like kind of aggressive, trying to bite Asanga. And Asanga thought, okay, so as he really, really felt, not just, you know, understood, he felt compassion. He felt compassion, you know, towards the dog. And he decides, okay, so I'm going to help that dog. That doesn't look like meditation, right? It doesn't look like meditation. They're just helping some beings, even not human beings, just dog. So then Asanga decides, okay, I'm going to help that dog, you know. And he's thinking how to help. And he don't want to harm those maggots either. He was thinking to help both of them. Then he said, okay, then he decided, oh, I'm going to take all this naked, make it one by one by my tongue. That's how I'm going to save both of them. Then he closed his eyes and he's trying to reach his tongue. He couldn't reach, he couldn't touch. And he opens. Then Maitreya Buddha appeared right there. You know. So then he cried, 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 because he's 12 years. How come they didn't show up? And then, you know, 12 years, he has no compassion, no pure compassion. He has no pure thought. He's just doing that, you know, he's just hoping, like huge expectation, he's going to think he's going to see it tomorrow or there tomorrow. No, he's not coming. Right there, you know, he has this pure, pure, unconditional love that he developed towards the dog. So that purifies all his negative karma right there, and he's able to see. So then he told the Maitreya Buddha, okay, now I want to take you to the town. I want all, everybody in the town want to see you. I want to let them see you. You know, so the Maitreya Buddha said, nobody going to see, you know. So then anyway, Asanga probably insist that he carry Maitreya Buddha here, and he went around the town, and he shouted, come out, come, Maitreya Buddha here. The people, they think he's going out of his mind, because people cannot say anything. People cannot say anything. One old lady managed to see the dog. Dog, that she has come, people come. Rest of the time, people in town, they don't see anything at all. And they think he's no crazy. He's like going out of his mind. So see, nothing happened. 12 years, he's not just sleeping there. He's meditating. Nothing happened. The last moment, that's not 12 years, that's probably talking about a couple of minutes. Right there, time-wise, it's much shorter. You know, compared to 12 years, that's like a lot of years. Huh? Right there, you know, same like the butcher. So you see, like, oh, 12 years, nothing happened, but nothing going to happen. That's not true. Huh? Now, 12 years, last 12 years, I didn't do anything good, so now I don't think I can do anything better, anything good. That's not true. Not true. So anyway, so... We are not being liberated, no, even though Shakyamuni Buddha's time, they just had a... That I forgot the name, there's a Setu Vesung. Then there's one of them. The one is called Setu, one is called Vesung. Then the first one, Kowajik, there's the first Buddha, Kowajik. Setu, second one, Vesung. Number four, Shajatuba, there's number four. Kowajik, the first one, Kowajik. Setu, there's the second Buddha. Vesung, there's third Buddha. Shajatuba, now there's the fourth. All those times we have not been liberated. Doesn't mean, you know, we are not going to be liberated, but, you know, we are not liberated. But we are able to see their teachings. So then through the help from the teachers, so then we can be liberated. As a Tibetan, I never got a chance to see the first Dalai Lama, never got a chance. Second Dalai Lama, third, fourth, all these Dalai Lama, I never get a chance. There are Tibetan people who saw 13 Dalai Lama, who has interaction with 13 Dalai Lama. In my generation, we can still see some of the people who saw 13 Dalai Lama. So, you know, I have the karma to see 14 Dalai Lama. So there will be 20 people who have no karma to see 14 Dalai Lama. There will be, you know, like that. So anyway, so Dajaya Tumma Tujhi Ngusu Mantoni Devatam Je Tujhi Chidu Dhyuva Chamgwe Lama Tujhi Chindi Je Sanje Ngusu Chuya So see, even Westerners, you know, like Dr. Watkin, Dr. Brown, they have opportunity to see Lama Yeshe, receive teaching directly from Lama Yeshe, you know, who's very like, Lama Yeshe is the one who taught hippies, early hippies, 60s, during 60s. You know. Am I right? Well, most of the students, they are hippies, you know, who goes to Asia.
Dr. Brown was a hippie.
But not Dr. Watson.
I think Dr. Brown is too clean to be hippie. So anyway, so Lama Yeshe, you know, who taught all these hippies, you know, I myself remember seeing them, one of them from New Zealand, in my monastery when I was 14, 15. You know, these are peaceful people looking for some kind of a spiritual path. So anyway, Dr. Brown, Dr. Watkin, they have no opportunity to see Lama Yeshe, you know, just see, receive instructions. Now there are many Westerners, you know, who just watch his video, you know, never met him, you know. Like there's no, like change, you know. But they have, you know, karma to see his video or teaching, listen to his teaching, and there will be time, there will be no video, no teaching, nothing, you know. See, everything is relative, all relative. So see, you know, sometimes you see in the Lamrim teaching, seeing the teacher as a Buddha. If from your side, that does not mean, you know, in reality, it doesn't mean that person is enlightened or not enlightened, who knows, so. But the benefit, you know, benefit, not just towards your teacher, if you see every one person that you see is something very holy, you know, you get a lot of benefit. If you say, oh, that person looks very happy, I don't like his hair, I don't like the way he talks, the way he walks, what you get nothing. So there's like, seeing, especially here in the Guru devotions, practice, seeing that person as a true enlightened, even though I didn't get a chance to see all those, enlightened beings, but that person, whom I accept as a teacher, as an enlightened being, just seeing that as, you get a lot of benefit, merit-wise, you get a lot of benefit. That's what is called merit field. Even though the merit field, there's a lot of figures, the main figure is Lama. Why it's called field? Because on the field, there's so many things grow. They will eat. And the merit field, there's so much merit will grow. Just visualizing that, the whole things, the visualizing this whole merit field. This is called merit field. It's not just towards, one teacher, towards all living beings, seeing this something, something wonderful. Shanti Deva, what Shanti Deva said? Shanti Deva, this one Indian master who wrote this book called Guide to Buddhism, the Way of Life. Shanti Deva, he thoroughly, examined the mind, how people can improve their mind. So he was great Bodhisattva. And his book has been widely studied, in Tibet. His books, not always, but time to time, I try to remind myself that quote from Shanti Deva's book. So, Sinje Namda Jawale, Sinje Namda Jawale, Sinje means sentient beings, Sinje, so it's the ordinary beings, whatever you call Sinje, Sinje. Jawa means the victor one, that refers to enlightenment, enlightened beings. Sinje Namda Jawale, Sanje Chodub Jawala, so. Your enlightenment, my enlightenment will come equally dependent on sentient beings and enlightened beings. My enlightenment, my future enlightenment will come equally depending on sentient beings and enlightened beings. Simjian Nanda Jawali Sanjay Chodub Jawalas. Not just enlightened beings, no enlightenments, not enlightenments. Not just my enlightenment, my compassion, my loving kindness, my patience, all my mental qualities, you know, will come equally depending on sentient beings and enlightened beings. Simjananda Jawale Sanjay Churum Jawala Jala Christians, we do have respect if those enlightened beings. We hold them high. Jala Christians, patient to Sinjalami. Likewise, why not to sentient beings? Shantideva is wondering why we don't respect. Why we don't respect each other? Why we don't put each one high up? Why we judge based on race or religion, culture, traditions? You know, it's like, it's very, very unfortunate. No, it's happening. It's very, very unfortunate, you know. Religion is supposed to bring people together. What religion should promote? No, something important to promote is loving kindness, compassion, respect, tolerance, patience. Those are things they should more emphasize to preach, you know. It's very, very unfortunate. It's kind of heartbreaking that not seeing as a person, seeing as a Buddhist, Christian, Islam, atheist, all kind of things. Not necessary. We are all human. We all have feelings. We all think. Same. We all know. We are called human beings. We are called as human being. Oh? Fundamentally, we are all human. You know, all this, His Holiness is so much emphasis has been put on secondary level differences. Doesn't do any good. No. You know, Jala Kuji, there's Jalami Chi, so that Shantideva said it around 8th century, you know, he wrote this book around 8th century. He said it very clearly, you know. We hold very high of all these enlightened beings, but your enlightenment, your mental quality, when it's come down, your enlightenment, your mental qualities, sentient beings and enlightened beings, these are equally important. Sinjela, Jala Kujitajan, Sinjela Michi Isuso, Sinjela Michi Isuso. So, you know, just repeating the word sometimes helps, you know. Not every day. It's hard, but you know, some once a while, you know, reminding something based on the word, it helps, you know, You know, so that, like, people are distinguished based on their belief, not been treated well based on their belief, their culture. This all unfortunate, you know. I'm not sure the people who's doing it, I'm not sure they're 100% happy. I don't think so. That's why every Sunday here at the center, we talk about how to become better human beings. That's all we talk about. We are not talking about how to become Buddhist. No, we are not talking about that. We are talking about how to become better human beings, good heart, more compassionate, more loving, more kind. That's what the world needs. That's what the world needs. Practically, not everybody will become Buddhist. That's a fact. Not everybody will become Christian. That's a fact. Not everybody will become believer. That's a fact. There will be a lot of people who doesn't believe anything, you know. But if there's more good people, those people will benefit. You know? Who don't believe in anything, they get benefit. People also believe in something, they will get benefit. If there's more good people, more caring people, you know. So that's what we're talking every Sunday, last 16 years, that's what everybody's been talking every Sunday, you know, we are talking about importance of loving kindness, importance of, you know, practice of rejoice, importance of, you know, practice of tolerance, compassion, loving kindness. That's what it's been talking about. Of course, then when I say word, I'm always not thinking from Lamrim. No, so always when I say something, whatever I say, always originated into Buddhist teachings. No, but the message is the same. No, message is the same. So not just towards your teacher, no, but everybody. You know? And particularly here in this Guru devotions, then seeing that person as something high, enlightened beings, then you get a lot of merit. The merit then is a cause for happiness. It's called for happiness. That's the whole reason, okay? So then now finish, so I'll stop here. So then we are still on how to practicing the faith or developing the faith toward that person based on recalling the kindness. Okay? So next Wednesday continue. So Shall we do our dedication?
235. In the gold book. Sorry. Thank you.
Gewadi.
Thank you, Kanala. Tup sul chong jing jang gun gyal wei. Ten jing jang bel wei kong zi da bo zi. Chou zong gor wei leg mo du du. Ma da zong du zi. Do you
Thank you. Yeah, good night.